it's your own unique way of utilizing all of your abilities and making sure that the person you're working on is getting everything that they need, because a lot of people will go into one of those regressions and get something and then not get the proper healing for it from the practitioner. So you know that the person needs more than just the information. They need the counseling, they need the Reiki, they need the support to move through the experience of releasing that trauma. And how that also makes you a powerful healer. We want you to remember more of your lifetimes here in our system. Helping so many to recognize that they too are extraterrestrial. That they have the power within them to connect and to remember who they are and who they've been.
Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is for the new moon in Sagittarius on the 12th of December 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. For a personal reading, use a Reiki session or attunements, past life regression hypnotherapy, negative energy detox hypnotherapy, sound therapy or spiritual counseling, head over to my website. Link is in the description below. January is nearly booked up for 2024, and big thank you to my Patreons. To join our Patreon, head over to my website. You will gain exclusive content and personal mini readings. So this new moon in Sagittarius. Sagittarius rules the sacral chakra. This is our second chakra. It is our sensual energy portal and our creativity center also. Mercury is also going retrograde on the 14th of December, the day after this new moon, till the 1st of January 2024. So as we know, when Mercury's going retrograde, let's triple check anything that we are doing, and let's remind ourselves that communication will be a little bit choppy at that time, as will technology. Okay, so the last new moon of 2023, this is a new moon in Sagittarius. This is bringing us on a journey inwards or outwards, or even both, depending on where we are in our journey right now. This journey will be a pilgrimage to our inner truth. I can't stress how much that's coming up in the reading. Just nearly every card I seen, there was some word of truth in there. So it's a good time to remain grounded and be realistic and practical with our goals. With Sagittarius energy, it's bringing in, taking a risk, aiming high, and going towards that direction with speed and determination. Sagittarius trusts that their arrows will land. We do have Neptune active at this time, guiding us to keep our feet on the ground, trusting our intuition and believing in our manifestations and next chapter. Laying firm foundations and going forth with studying, with traveling, with growing. Mars is also linked closely with this new moon, giving us a push into action, bringing in risk taking and adventures, keeping our energy focused, gathering any scattered energy and redirecting it into our goals. Jupiter is also active, as is Taurus and Mercury in Capricorn. This energy is keeping us grounded in the midst of all the fire. Sag is wisdom with experience. So this new moon is guiding us to use all we have learned and experienced and enjoy the next chapter and journey, as it is important to enjoy the journey as much as the end goal and destination. And lots of wisdom as well coming up in this reading. So as ever, let's take a moment, shift our awareness, ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus and the cosmos, Father Sky. Tuning into our heart center. And the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. Okay, so let's take a moment. If you have your legs or arms crossed, please uncross them so that you can take in this sacral chakra frequency. Okay, beautiful souls, our first card overall energy as a collective for this new moon in Sagittarius is wisdom. So, as I mentioned, this is coming in strong. As we know, wisdom is much more than knowledge. It is that inner knowing. It is downloaded from our divine blueprint of all of our experiences and lessons that our soul has gone through from all of our incarnations on the earth and in the star planets. But as we know, sometimes it takes time for wisdom to be gathered, or for the truth to be revealed, for that lesson to be learned, for dots to be joined up. And in this case, if it is getting impatient or frustrating, you can always turn to a friend or a mentor that has gone through a lot of experience and can maybe guide you or give you confirmation on what you are already receiving. Because as we know, wisdom is discerning, and it is trusting our intuition, trusting our higher knowing, trusting the messages that we get. So how can you tap into your inner wisdom? How can you take inspired action on them hunches of downloads in the direction that you are going? Powerful, powerful energy to kick us off for this last new moon of 2023. So our next card that we have is karmic board clearing, energetic clearing, rewrite your story, live your truth. There's the truth again. The karmic board is a congregation of spiritual beings dedicated to implementing the law of cause and effect. They have the capacity to help us overcome any karmic blockages that are affecting us. We can call on them to bring healing into our energy fields and to clear away any patterns that are standing in our way of experience, of love, and the expression of our life purpose. Karmic blockages are often misunderstood. Many people think that a blockage is punishment for their bad choices or wrongful behavior, but it's not. Source is always on our side. It wants us to have a positive experience here on Earth, but it also honors our choices and experiences. And sometimes these can result in karmic blockages. It's important to know that many of these blockages were actually created by innocent choices. For example, continually letting someone's bad behavior or mistreatment of us slide because we really wanted to see the good in them, or choosing not to let love in because there was a part of us that was scared of the unknown. Imagine yourself surrounded by golden light and say thank you, karmic board, for clearing all blockages, debts, unfinished patterns, experiences, psychic pain, or any other barriers that could be standing in the way of my experience of love. If you are being overwhelmed by a traumatic memory or a painful event, know it's because this old energy is no longer serving you, and that your spirit is calling for it to be released. This card comes to you at a time when you are ready to surrender old ways of being and old stories. Know that receiving this message means your energetic self has been taken to the karmic board during sleep or meditation, so that your light body can be cleared of all karmic blockages and stories, all fears, phobias, challenges with partners and relationships, and feelings of being misunderstood are being released now. You are ready to move forward. So, wow, how powerful is this? Starting to rewrite the next chapter. Releasing the old, clearing the karmic blockages, activating the light body, living the truth. Our next card is the Emerald Dragon, working closely with Archangel Raphael. Brings in healing and cosmic abundance. Good fortune is coming. Let your thoughts support your divine perfection. Align with your fifth dimensional blueprint. So, Emerald Dragons are wise healers who prepare us to align with our true fifth dimensional blueprint. They work with the mighty Archangel Raphael, the Emerald Angel in charge of the development of the third eye. They clear out our emotional body to leave us free to love, forgive, and open our hearts. These magnificent dragons also retune our mental body so that our thoughts support our divine perfection. This allows Archangel Raphael to pour emerald light through our spiritual body so that our physical body aligns with all we can be. They also open us up to cosmic abundance. Working with Archangel Raphael, they link us through our third eye to Jupiter and its ascended aspect, Jumbe. This is the planet of good fortune and beneficial rewards. The blessings that fall upon us may be financial, but not necessarily, and they are always fortuitous for our ascension pathway. Receiving this card invites you to fill your aura with emerald light so that the emerald dragons can enter your energy fields easily and consume all that no longer serves you. Breathe gently in and out of your third eye so that the emerald dragons can touch and open it. They will start to pull back your veils of illusion. This card indicates that you are ready to receive healing, love, and a cornucopia of wonderful things. So relax at a deep core level and invite these magnificent dragons to bring good fortune into your life. Remember to be grateful for all the good that comes your way. So, wow, powerful, powerful energy there with the Emerald Dragon and Archangel Raphael again, working on that energetic body, working on that light body, clearing that out, activating your divine fifth dimensional blueprint, your third eye, your psychic gifts, your soul mission. Okay, beautiful souls, we're moving on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. Okay, so we have Grid Worker coming up strongly here for this new moon in Sag. You are being called to do grid work right now. You are already doing grid work and holding the light where you are, but we are all being guided right now to hold and direct and do more grid work. Also, I feel strongly with reaching out to Soul Tribe and linking up to do grid work together, because grid work is heavy work, and when you're doing it on your own, especially in a dense area, it can be hard. Trust me. So, Grid Worker is coming in strong. That's been activated for you. Creativity is coming in strong as the sacral chakra is being activated under this energy. Soulmates is coming in strong, and so is Yusai Reiki. So the Reiki will help, especially with the creativity. It will help with the grid working as well. It will also help with bringing in the vibration of your soul tribe, your soulmates. If you're not attuned to Yusai Reiki, it's time to go on your journey. It's part of your mission as an energy healer on this earth. It's really hard to try and do grid work when you're not attuned to Reiki for energy. So we will be moving on to the tarot in a minute. Okay guys, we're moving on to the tarot. Our first question that I asked is the energy for this new moon in Sagittarius, and for that we have new ideas coming in, we have some clarity coming in, we have some revelations, we have some aha moments, we have some downloads of information that is going to serve us for our highest good. Fresh spark of energy coming in strong. Again, that wisdom energy. The next question that I asked is, where are we directing our arrows? So right now we're directing them on what we are manifesting. This is an amazing seeds of potential. It's new ideas, it's intense creativity, and realizing the interconnectedness of all things. So definitely whatever's sparking, whatever's lighting us up, whatever's pushing us forward. The next question that I asked is, when to start planning for our next adventure? And that's now, guys. It's time to go forth with this determination, with this speed, with this action. Embody this victory, confidence, and willpower. Again, there's fast movement and travel coming in here, and it's time to start planning and go ahead. If you have that plan already in your head, oh, that well rhymed. Next question that I asked is, what type of learning or self-development training should we pursue in the new year? So for that, it's definitely to do with strengthening the connection with our higher self and intuition, also leveling up, uploading more tools to our spiritual cosmic tool belt that will help us here in the physical reality. So what holistic modalities are you being drawn to right now? What messages is your intuition giving you right now? And the last question that I asked was a message from the universe, and universe is giving us an amazing message here, letting us know that we are tapped into this spiritual and physical abundance. We are bringing in these milestones of success. It is a time for celebration and harvest. Final message for this new moon in Sag. Am I apologizing for my truth? What part of you is apologizing for your truth? Why? Today, be proud of your truth. Catch yourself when you want to apologize or withhold parts of it. You never know whose life you will change when you are brave enough to speak it. Be the lighthouse that shines on the courage that lives in all of us. This will give others permission to speak their own truth. There is a room for all of us. Courage is contagious. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me for this last new moon of 2023. I know the energy is quite harsh out there, and we're all getting quite tired now at the end of this year, and the 3D matrix of the holiday season's coming up. I did actually channel the Intergalactic Council the other night, and I'm nearly sure they said something about that. So look out for that transmission. It will be up. I will be back for the last full moon in Cancer on the 26th. Of December 2023. Namaste.